here's another topic that we've been talking about, and you might have missed it. One of the biggest political battles that's shaping up this fall is over whether or not to extend the Bush tax cuts for those who earn $250,000 a year or more. And does that mean the rich are not going to get tax breaks anymore? Answer is no. Does earning past that threshold, $250,000, actually mean you're rich? For the answer to that, we turn to our listeners. Donna from Colorado writes at thetakeaway.org, the government's own inflation calculator shows that amount isn't what it used to be. Compared to $250,000 in Reagan's time, it would be almost $600,000 in today's dollars. What's rich? It's when you don't notice the taxes being siphoned down the government toilet, paying for bad bureaucratic jobs and useless programs. And $250,000 is barely there when half of it is taken away in taxes.
It's interesting to note how many of those 250,000 sort of bitter, angry middle classers are Democrats or Republicans, because I wonder how that sentiment right there is going to play in November.
Yeah, exactly. And I imagine the Democrats and Republicans are also wondering that. Carlos agrees. He says, I think $250,000 is not rich. It's upper middle class. I support President Obama, but he needs to increase the threshold to $500,000. Although I should say, Carlos, that $250,000 and above still is a tiny fraction of the population of the United States.
3%, I think, something like that.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3%. All right, but we did get people who disagree with that. Holly in South Carolina wrote, while I realize costs of living vary widely in our country, the amounts we've heard for our family are akin to winning the lottery. I've read that $45,000 to $75,000 is the threshold for comfort, and happiness doesn't increase beyond that amount. I totally believe that, and our traditional family of five lives on about $32,000 a year. Live sensibly and within your means goes a long way towards being happy at any level. Another study I read recently states everyone at every income feels another 20% in income would make them feel comfortable. Lifestyle creep is for years, for real.
That's a good phrase, lifestyle creep.
Yeah, exactly.
Cash flow creep.
And we got this one from another small state, just like Delaware. This is from Rhode Island. And this listener says, $200,000 would allow me to consider myself rich. We don't earn that, but still live comfortably raising two kids, owning a house, and four cars. Any more is too much.
Four cars.
Yeah.
That's a big carbon footprint there.
That is. Anyway, you can always give us your take on what is rich or anything else. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.